Welcome back to the show. Chuck Meether here for the Lemans in the Prairie program. Good to have you with us for this next segment. Molly Tibbetts. This has been in the news for the last several weeks. Everyone has weighed in, or so it seems, including the Des Moines Register today, Thursday, August 23. The editors opine, remember Molly in an uplifting way. Now, before we get into this editorial, one might say, well, what do you have to, meaning me, contribute to this story? Well, all I can add is I've been to Brooklyn several times. I know some people from Brooklyn. My father-in-law used to deliver tires to a shop in Brooklyn. And these are good Iowa folk. Brooklyn's about 40 miles from where we are here. And so this does not make me at all an expert on what has transpired. But I'm going to give you my opinion on an opinion. So let's read the Register's editorial here, Remember Molly in an Uplifting Way. The death of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts matters a lot to Iowans. We're passionate about what happened, and that passion is igniting our conversations in person and through the media. It's part of human nature to try to make sense of the senseless. Her death is an unfathomable loss to her family, friends, and the entire state of a beautiful, vibrant young woman who was a bright light to all who knew her. But there are also a lot of ways we as Iowans can find meaning in this tragedy that would be productive to our state. All right, so here it comes. By all accounts, the Register states, Molly Tibbetts was a bottomless well of potential for her community and our state, and we are all the poorer because we'll never know what she might have become. It's time to show compassion to her family, honor her life, and reaffirm our connections to our own loved ones. Now, so far, I would not disagree with a lot of that sentiment, but it's coming. It's a sad outcome of a month-long search that engaged her entire hometown of Brooklyn, as well as people all over the state. The many volunteers who searched farm fields, printed T-shirts, posted leaflets, maintained a campaign on social media, and more deserve thanks from all of us. It's what each of us would want if the unthinkable happens and one of our children goes missing. Tibbetts' death is the subject of an ongoing criminal investigation that we still know little about, despite the initial disclosures by police. Law enforcement officials on Tuesday said the suspect, Christian Bahana Rivera, is an undocumented immigrant. All right, I have to pause here. I still do not like that verbiage, undocumented immigrant. He is an illegal. Now, before you think, oh, here we go again, spouting off some right-wing, neo-Nazi, skinhead rhetoric, I'm not saying the individual himself, his existence is illegal. He too is made in the image of God. He too is a man. He too is a person. But he is here illegally. Hence, he is an illegal immigrant, an illegal alien. This couching the fact that he's here illegally and calling him and others undocumented has never served this country well. And it continues not to serve us well. Because to get at the depravity of man, of any man, we need to call a spade a spade. And in this case, we need to call what it is. This man is an illegal immigrant. All right, we continue. A court document his attorney filed Wednesday states he was working legally in Iowa, regardless of his immigration status or whatever statements police say he made. He's entitled to due process and a right to a defense. Of course. Absolutely. But Des Moines Register, you have already made this an immigration issue. And yet you have a paragraph that begins regardless of his immigration status. And so they continue, this is a time to show restraint and wait for the facts before rushing to judgment. That goes for the media outlets reporting and commenting on the story as well. It's a reminder that there are still hundreds of other Iowa children who are listed as missing. They have not had the same media spotlight that Tibbetts' family was able to ignite. We should examine reasons for that while we resolve to ensure that every one of these children matters just as much as she did. Now I have to take issue with that. Molly's father is an articulate man, and he headed, with obviously resources, an amazing campaign of awareness, of publicity. Molly Tibbetts became a daughter of us all, and her family had a lot to do with that. Now, there are other reasons why children go missing, teens go missing, young adults go missing, some run away. Some parents have not made an issue of their disappearance, or perhaps did not care to have them come home. But this is not a time for us to ponder why other children don't get equal time. Because this case is unique. Unique to Molly and the Tibbetts family. And they made her disappearance known. Now, should we not put forth more effort into looking for other missing people? Well, that's something that law officials will have to grapple with. But again, the opinion piece says, there are also many ways we, in the glare of the national media, can misinterpret this infuriating event in a way that harms our people and our state. Okay, now we're coming to the crux of this opinion. Everything has really led up to this. The Register says, this is not an opportunity to demonize undocumented immigrants and Latinos in general as dangerous, violent criminals. A relative clearly did not want her death to become a cause for racism. A Facebook post from Billy Joe Calderwood reads, please remember, evil comes in every color. Our family has been blessed to be surrounded by love, friendship, and support throughout the entire ordeal by friends from all different nations and races. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Okay, well, that's good. However, if we're going to recognize evil as evil, I'm recognizing this individual, this Rivera, regardless of the color of his skin, as evil. The truth of the matter is, my friends, we are all evil. And if it were not for the grace of God, we would all be capable of doing the unimaginable. That's right. We would all be capable of murdering somebody else. And this individual did just that. This evil did not come because he was merely a person who had a bad upbringing, was disadvantaged in some way, shape, or form, perhaps was abused himself, whatever. We are all accountable for our actions, and this individual is absolutely evil. Now, the Register does allow for some of that. It says people who enter the country illegally are no more prone to crime than people who were born here, research has shown. Such data has been hard to pin down, but the Libertarian Cato Institute, as one example, concluded last year that the incarceration rate for native-born Americans is 1.53% compared to 0.85% for undocumented immigrants and 0.47% for legal immigrants. Now I'm at a loss here. Why do we say legal immigrants? Why not say documented immigrants? Why do we call one legal and the other undocumented? If we're going to be consistent, let's go undocumented and documented. But really what's being admitted here is the undocumented immigrants are here illegally. So we continue. Whatever this one man did was not representative of a group of millions of people, most of whom are law-abiding taxpayers who are just trying to improve life for their families. And yet, doing so illegally. I'm adding that part. And so the Register says, we cannot give into those who would twist this tragedy into a justification for bigotry. My friends, it's not a matter of bigotry in the sense that we are saying anything about a particular race. These are individuals who are here illegally. And this illegal immigrant murdered somebody. It's not an excuse to accelerate deportations or turn away people seeking asylum in the United States. President Trump and Governor Kim Reynolds immediately blamed the broken immigration system for the tragedy. We do have a broken immigration system. Let's not skirt around that. That's what we have, a broken immigration system. And out of that system came this man who murdered a woman. Now, I am absolutely not saying all illegal immigrants are prone to murder any more than a legal immigrant. That's not the point here, but that's the point the Des Moines Register is making. Now, recall, the title of this opinion piece is Remember Molly in an Uplifting Way. I think a better title would be, considering this article, Remember Molly in a Deceitful Way. Because it is deceitful to say that this individual had an inherent right to be in our country. That this individual was seeking asylum in the United States. What? Oh, so much more could be said here. But anyway, the article continues. Our country's immigration laws should not be based on knee-jerk reactions to disturbing but unrepresentative cases of criminal behavior by a few undocumented immigrants. It should not become another poster child for those who want to restate the death penalty. The drumbeat has already begun, even before an autopsy had determined a cause of death. If Rivera is convicted of first-degree murder in an Iowa court, he'll spend the rest of his life behind bars. That's the law. Channeling our thirst for vengeance into a, quote, Molly's Law, end quote, that restates capital punishment may feel like justice in the short term, but our state will have to live with the cost, both monetary and moral, for a very long time. And so we join Molly Tibbetts' family and friends in mourning her loss. We should all keep working for the day when every young Iowan can be safe. Well, let's do it in ways that uplift our communities and our state rather than making ourselves feel better by dragging others down. Really? I'm sorry, my dear editors of the Des Moines Register, but this individual summarily dragged the whole state down because, at least by his own admission, according to authorities, Molly became an obsession for him. That's what this is about. A man who sought to fulfill his carnal desires. And when Molly threatened to call the police, if all of that is true, as Rivera has admitted, this man was dismissed, put off, told to go away, which, by the way, is her right, regardless of the fact that she was a wholesome-looking white woman. She has a right to say to this threatening individual, go away, or I'll call the police. And he didn't like that. If all this rings true, he didn't like that. How dare you say to me, I can't have you? And so he got angry. And we're calling this a race issue? We're calling this an immigration issue? This is a breaking of God's law issue. And so here's where I weigh in. As a minister of the word, I remind our congregation of the law of God as well as the grace. And when I go over the law of the God myself, I am reminded, as Paul was, of the sins that still indwell, of my personal fight in mortifying the old man and pursuing the perfection of Christ. Someone had emailed that, well, Molly Tibbetts was living in sin with her boyfriend, so she got what she deserved too. Really? I'll tell you what, if I got all that I deserved, I would be in hell right now with my gnashing teeth and my screams over the relentless fire, punishment, suffering that I'm enduring because of my own sin. Let's be careful out there, left wing, right wing, whatever. We need justice in this case. We need to look more broadly at how this came to be, how this individual landed in this community, how he was employed, and how he got around the system, if that's how the story bears out. We ought not to be afraid, friends, of calling this what it is out of fear that we will be called Christian bigots who hate Latinos. Well, so much more can be said, but we're going to leave it at that. We're going to come back after this short break by one of our sponsors. Stay with us.